Stop! Gotcha! Move in! Try to restrain him now, while he's down. But try not to hurt him. Can't restrain him! If it's true that the villains have taken over everything of value, why is this place vacant?
Spin!
Johnny! You know, Spider-Man was telling the truth. The scientists of this planet must have made this their last fortress against the forces of evil. Oh, you did it, darling. You saved us. I think I can revive him. There seems to be two different components to his brain. One part, the savage lizard part, is now unconscious, but the other has been lying dormant in some kind of stasis. Then I'm going to try to reawaken that dormant part. I agree with you all, Ben.
Sue, darling, are you all right?
We were ambushed. We were flying in low to avoid detection when we were suddenly attacked by Doom's hidden robots. They had the element of surprise on their side. We never got a chance to put up a decent fight. But even though they had the upper hand, they didn't finish us off. Instead, they retreated.
Ben.
By taking Ben, it was as if they had what they wanted.
Why would Dr. Doom only want Ben Grimm?
I don't know. But we must fight our way into New Latveria and rescue him. If we don't, we may never see Ben again alive.
No! Ben is in jeopardy! We can't stop for anything, understand?
Idyllic, maybe. But isn't that the promise of every fascist?
Your attention, please. Spider-Man, the Lizard, and the Fantastic Three are cordially invited to tea at Victor Von Doom's residence, promptly at 3 o'clock.
Well, we have our invitation. I don't think we need directions.
Come on in, guys. I'll make the tea and crumpets.
Ben, is that really you? How did he do that?
Doc's got some sort of power separator.
Watch this. I can transform whenever I want to. Pretty neat, huh?
Maybe. What does he want from you in return? You desire nothing but their praise and servitude. You're a charlatan.
Hey, why you?